This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And here's the pitch. Swing and a bouncer to the left of Aranda. He dives, comes up with it, takes it to the bag, and that'll do it. Great play by Jonathan Aranda at first. Looked like that ball might get by him and down the right field line, but playing well off the line, he makes a diving stop and ends this ball game. The Rays take the opener in this series.
Hixey with the call. Game two tonight, 6 o'clock pregame on this radio station. We are your official home of the Texas Rangers. First pitch at 6:30 with the return of Kumar Rocker, and it's Wednesday at 9:20. That means the return of Rangers hitting coach, our buddy Brett Boone, joining us live from Florida here on 105.3 The Fan with Sean and RJ. Good morning, man. How are you?
I'd like you to grab me after a win. Seems like the last few weeks it's after a loss, you know, negativity, but yeah. I'm doing good.
How much advice and what type of advice are you getting from Ranger fans when you're able to check Twitter?
You know, Twitter, it's funny because Twitter's kind of the old, you know, when you get in the car and go home, back in the day, all we had was talk radio, and it's the call-in shows after the game. And, you know, your family members would listen and they'd go crazy and they'd yell at the radio, and I'd look at them and I'd say, listen, that's fantasy land. I said, this is people blowing off steam. You can't put, if you listen to that every night, you're going to go crazy. So, you know, you get the wide range, the nice tweets where, hey, hang in there. We know with this team's going to be good. And then you get the naysayers. You stink. Rangers stink. Everybody stinks. So yeah, I don't put too much stock into it.
Brett, talk to us about Adolis Garcia. Obviously, the news, right? Mm-hmm. Take a little bit of time. Let's work on some mechanical things. You know, mm-hmm. Adolis, we've talked to you for a couple years now. You know what Adolis has meant to DFW. Brett, how does the conversation go, and what are you trying to work on as much as you can talk to us about?
Well, you know, Dolly, he's a good guy, and obviously I'm just getting a chance to know him and know his personality, and you know, I've talked to him quite a bit, and you know, I've just shared with him some of my journeys through Major League Baseball and the ups and the downs, and you know, he can relate to me a little bit. I've been putting, you know, I tease him. I said, you've been putting time out for a few days. I said, Dolly, I got put in timeout once, and you shouldn't be happy about it. You should be pissed. But sometimes, you know, you sit there and you need a mental break. It's kind of a reboot and a time to just kind of reflect, get back to the basics, what made him him. Nobody's questioning, and especially not myself. 2 years ago, I told him when I first met him, I said, Dolly, man, I watched you in the 23 postseason, and you were like Superman. We got to get that cape back. And it's a lot of that, but it's some minor tweaks that he needs to do. You know, it's not like I'm working with a young man that's in low A ball and hasn't had any credentials to, you know, to fall back on. This guy's, he's been a major player and had some big time years and been on a big stage and performed. So it's just a matter of tweaking a little bit, getting his head right, He's got to make a few adjustments that he knows about mechanically, but nothing major that anybody's going to see to the naked eye. Like, oh, yeah, I see a huge change. You know, you're not going to go from a completely closed stance to an open stance, just as a reference. But he's been making some adjustments along the way. He's had a good attitude about it. And I think he's going to be in the lineup tonight for the first time in probably a week. Got that big pinch hit last night. That was big when you haven't been on the field and all of a sudden you just get called upon late in the game and to hit a bullet to right field, even though it was a negative evening. I found a positive in that. And I was really happy for him that he could come out that way. Almost got two hits, you know, that play you mentioned at the top to finish the game. That could have easily been a double down the right field line. So, we're just working here and continue to work and hopefully we can get back to him being the Adolis Garcia that he's been for this Texas Rangers. Cause for us to make a run, it would really be nice having him in the middle of it. He could be a huge part of it. And, so far so good. He's had a great attitude about it. And, hopefully he gets in there tonight and starts turning his season around a little bit.
How do you get a player to stop chasing? Like, can you improve their eye? You know,
That's a misnomer. You know, people chase because you're not getting your body into hitting position. When all of us don't get into hitting position, we don't see what's coming. Everything speeds up. You'll notice the guys that are hot. It seems like when they take a pitch, it's almost like they're in a rocking chair, like in their brain says, I didn't even think about offering at that pitch. And then guys that are struggling, they're usually jumpy. They're chasing because you're not getting your foot down, which means your body's not in position to see, read the spin, and you're chasing everything. I've been in both. You know, it makes 95 look like 105. And when you're in great hitting position, 95 looks like 85, if that makes sense. That's the most lame and I can explain it. But that's all it is when you don't get your body in hitting position, you chase because you can't see the spin. And it's as simple as that. It has nothing to do with his eyes, his eyesight. It's not whether you're 2020 or 2015. It's about getting your body in hitting position on a consistent basis.
Talking with Rangers hitting coach Brett Boone here on Sean and RJ on 105 Through the Fan. Okay, Brett, so you mentioned you were talking about your work with Adolis and you had said, you know, you're dealing with a veteran hitter here. You recently just got back Evan Carter. You only had him for a short time, I know, before he had hit the injured list. He's somebody who came onto the scene really big and has had his own struggles along the way. What have your impressions been of him and some of the way that he's approaching things?
Bright future. You know, I just had a talk with Evan yesterday. He just got back. He did a rehab assignment in the minor leagues. And I said, how'd it go, kid? And he said, Booney, I really felt good. You know, I'm seeing the ball. I was seeing the ball really good. I had some really good at bats. And I said, good, let's go. And we talked a little bit about, I remember watching Evan Carter in that 23 run. And I remember being in awe of his age. And I would think back to when I was 20 years old, what was I doing? I was going to a regional in college and this guy's playing in the World Series. You know, that's a different level. There's not too many guys, and the poise he showed down the stretch, the plate discipline at that age, people don't understand how ridiculously unique that is. I was telling him yesterday, I said, I remember watching you as a 20-year-old thinking, wow, there's not too many guys that can handle this the way you handled it. I said, one guy that comes to mind for me, and I remember when I was a young player, is when Chipper Jones came on the scene and they put him right in the middle of that Atlanta Braves lineup. And I said, who is this guy? And the next thing you know, he's Chipper Jones. And it's a special, special player that has the ability at that age to come in on that big of a stage and show that. Because the biggest thing for us learning, getting to the big leagues, is that plate discipline. We're usually there and we got adrenaline and our emotions take over. And usually you're chasing as a young player. That's what you do. But to see the guys that come in control the strike zone from the get-go is impressive. But that's what I told him yesterday. I said, you know, and when you do stuff like that, people like me and the media that are watching you, we put high expectations.
This podcast is brought to you by Minsty Clinic. One visit can change your life. Minsty Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINSTY today or visit MinstyClinic.com. That's MinstyClinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Expectations on those guys, sometimes unfairly. And I think he's been the product of that. The high expectations, not quite living up to being that super or to that World Series hero right away. And now all of a sudden, you know, you're looking at, he's still 22 years old. He's still learning, you know. He's still the same age of Osuna, who came up recently, has had nothing but really good at bats for us. So, it's going to be interesting. I'm excited to get these guys back on the field. That's the thing for us. We got to stay healthy. We've got the players, got the personnel to make a good run at this and win this division without a doubt. Easier said than done. You know, talk is cheap. We got to go out and do it, but we definitely have the personnel to do it.
Brett, what's the spirit of the room? Because in covering football, right, it's like, all right, your defense is holding them to 10 points and your offense can't give you 13. We all know the right starting number. So how absolutely difficult is it? It's got to be tough for guys not to press while listening to some different new advice. I know you said you're not reinventing the wheel, but are guys pressing? Are guys frustrated? What's the spirit of the clubhouse?
I think so. And, you know, I've been in the 3.5 weeks I've been here, I've been kind of through a world of emotions. You know, early on, we won 6 straight and it was great. All of a sudden, we lost 6 in a row. And it was bleak in that clubhouse. I think coming off the series with St. Louis, St. Louis was a hot team. They're a good team. And to have those two games where we scored 19 runs, I know there was the flop in the middle where we got shut out, but the room turned a little bit because it was kind of, you know, we were winning games and we won 6 straight, we were winning, but we weren't blowing anybody out. But 2 out of 3 games, we kind of made into laughers and it kind of shifted a little bit. Yeah. Yesterday you come out and wow, how do we score 19 runs in 2 games and all of a sudden have a game like yesterday? Well, that's baseball. But I see a little bit of a shift. I see guys coming around. I see guys getting healthy. So it hasn't been doom and gloom. It definitely hasn't been a party, you know, when you're going back and forth, you know. But it hasn't been doom and gloom. It's I can feel it. It's just on the horizon that this team's going to kind of catch their stride and get it going. There's too much talent. I look up and down this lineup. And now with our big guy, Corey, being back and feeling healthy, which is most important, you know, he's kind of in spring training mode and his first 4 games haven't been Corey Seager-esque, but I know sooner than later, we're going to get Corey Seager back. That is a MVP annual, year in and year out, he's going to be an MVP type guy if he stays healthy. Some positive signs I see is Marcus Semien is really coming along. He's turned the page and really starting to find his stroke. And that's exciting for me because when I got here, he was really struggling and we're very similar. We have very similar numbers. We played the same position, same type of career. And to watch him, you know, at age 34 struggling and, you know, the media is going to creep in. Well, is he getting too old? Well, I've watched Marcus. I know when you get old, because I went to spring training my 35-year-old year. And all of a sudden I thought, wow, I don't feel the same, but I'm watching Marcus on the daily. And even when he was scuffling, it's not a speed thing. His body's still a young 34. So that had nothing to do with it. It was more mechanical. And now all of a sudden Marcus is starting to feel good. He simplified things, little positive things like that, you know, make me think this thing eventually is going to get in the right direction. We got 4 months to play, and let's just keep going.
Because that's the thing we're doing now, right, in talk radio, and we'd be doing it with you on the pod. We're firing up trade machines because there had to be.
Of course, you got to.
How do we know that the talent is actually there versus reality after the amount of games that have been played? And it's like, okay, like, come on now.
Now, I, if we're in August, I'd say, okay, I can see your point. You know, we're at the beginning of June, so we've got 4 months to play. And I look at our division on any given day, we're three or four out of the division.
Yeah.
If you were 15 out and going, oh, okay, now, now I'm looking at it. But we're a couple series away from being right there. So this is far from panic position, you know, from my concern. And as far as the talent, oh, I know the talent's there, 100% the talent's there. Whether the talent rises to the level it needs to win this division and go to the postseason is kind of up to the players. You know, players win games, players lose games. I just, if I can, you know, I'll tell you what, if we go to the postseason and go deep in the postseason, I'll take the burden when we lose every game if you give me a tiny bit of credit when we win.
I thought you were going to take us out. I thought that offer was coming right there. Last one, Chop.
Real quick, have you noticed, in you know, when Seager's back in the lineup, have you noticed the guys in front of him getting more fastballs to hit just so they don't have to necessarily go after Seager?
You know, it's funny. That's kind of a misnomer. Yeah, at the big league level, because these guys could throw a strike with any pitch anytime. Mm-hmm. I remember when I first came to the big leagues and I hit second at the very beginning in front of Ken Griffey. And that was the question every day is, oh, is it going to be great to hit in front of Junior and you're going to get a lot of fastball? I'll tell you what, I got more breaking balls in my first month of my big league tenure than I've ever seen in my life. And it made kind of sense. I talked to some veteran guys, especially veteran pitchers. And they tell me, they said, Booney, you know, when you're a young player and you're coming to the big leagues, us veteran pitchers, we know one thing. We know you can hit a fastball. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have to prove to us you can handle the off-speed. And that's why you're getting, at the time, that's why you're getting peppered with off-speed pitches. So it's kind of a misnomer when you say, oh, he's going to get a lot of fastballs. Now, in big situations, if a situation is starting to unfold in an inning, and you've got Seager on deck, and man, we kind of have to go after the guy in front of him because we got Seager next. Yeah, that's a little bit of an advantage, which means you're probably going to get more pitches in the strike zone, but not necessarily fastballs, if that makes sense.
Great stuff as always. Thank you, brother. Hang in there. We'll be watching again.
Let's do it. Let's get a win tonight. All right. Thanks, guys.
Rangers hitting coach Brett Boone every single hump day at 920 on DFW Sports Station.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.